Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie, and you're listening to
So That's a Thing,
where we bring you our take
on some random shit. Hello!
Hola, Molly.
Hi, everybody
out there. How are we?
I feel like, what's her name from Christmas Vacation? Hello, everybody!
Oh, go in and say hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Is Rusty still in the Navy?
Somebody moves into a new house.
Is your house on fire? I just watched that the other day.
It's one of my favorites.
Mine too. I think one of my favorite parts is when he's standing there and because people forget about it all the time, and he's at the like store with Russ.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, or is it Rusty? And
yeah,
he's
yeah.
Like, you know, and she's like, "Tis the season to be Mary," and she's like, "Mary, that's my name."
No shit. I love this.
I mean, and there's all those Christmas movies out there, but I think Christmas Vacation is a pretty big classic.
It is the best.
You can't argue with
that. Yeah, I have to agree.
But I've been getting some flack lately. I'm not a fan of A Christmas Story.
Oh, really?
I can't do it.
It's nostalgic for me, you know. It's one that I watched growing up. And so I think, I don't know, like, I don't know if I could get, like, my kids to like it,
that kind
of thing. And if you didn't watch it when you were little, it might not be your jam now.
We did. I mean, I watched it, and
so
I thought, it just, I could never get into it. The whole, I'm like, this is dumb. Like, I just could never get into it. And so, and it's, when they would do it on what, like, TBS or whatever, mm-hmm. they're like, 24 Hours of a Christmas Story. I'm like, there are so many other great movies.
Yeah.
Play Scrooged for 24 hours.
Right,
give me some Bill Murray.
Do you remember that movie? It had Dudley Moore when he was the elf. And I think it was called, and he like came in like a flying car that ran on magical candy canes. Do you remember
this movie? No, I do not. Oh my God, Dudley Moore.
Yes, he was like
Wasn't he like Arthur?
Yes.
He was,
and then it was like he came and he worked for like John Larroquette, who was like this evil candy man.
No!
Yeah, and they made this candy that made people float. And, like, there was this homeless boy that this little girl helped. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, my gosh. You're definitely going to have to try in.
Maybe it was just called, like, Santa Claus or something like that.
Maybe
I don't know.
While I'm, talking, you can look that up.
It was good. But... it was really good, though. But super-duper 80s movie.
Well, see, super-duper 80s. Play some of stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
I mean, now everything's always, it's all Elf. And which, don't get me wrong, it's a cute
funny.
Movie,
too.
But... you know, everything's the Santa Claus and Elf mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, there's, like, Scrooge, I don't feel like gets the...
that's a good one.
Gets the, you know...
well, I mean, you can't go wrong with Bill Murray.
No.
I mean, no,
and it
he's
doesn't
the
get the accolades. And then there was one my sister and I, our favorite Christmas movie growing up was called All I Want for Christmas.
Okay.
And it's
I don't
about...
know if I know that one.
It's this little... it's this boy and he has a little sister and their parents are, like, separated. And
of
it's
course.
Right before Christmas.
I'm surprised one of them's not dead.
I know. And it's right before Christmas and they're, like his sister, like, asks Santa to get their parents back together.
Of course.
So then
course.
They create this elaborate scheme to get them back together.
Of
and it's
course.
Actually super cute.
Nice.
So...
nice.
But they don't play that one. Like, I can't find it.
Right.
Anymore either. So... it's kind of, I don't know, I'm a little disappointed in my Christmas movie selection.
There's some, like, cute new ones that are out. There's some cute, like, ABC special ones that come out, you know, that they have every year.
Right.
Like the holiday ones. But, yeah, I can't go wrong with the classic. But I agree. I think Christmas Vacation is one of the top. For sure.
I know.
Sure.
My mom's a huge fan of all the Hallmark movies. And so, like, I sent my dad a meme about, there's, like, a Hallmark movie drinking game. Every time somebody moves to a small town from a big town, take a drink.
And falls in love under the mistletoe.
Take a drink.
Blech.
Every time someone says, Santa isn't real, take a drink. Like, I can't get into those either.
Oh, no.
But
no, that's not my jam.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, there's some good ones out there. And, of course, Die Hard is...
oh,
you know, whether you believe it or
not. I know,
not,
right.
You know.
Whether or not. The ultimate question is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Have to admit, please don't stop listening to our podcast after I say this. People, I've never seen Die Hard. I know. For shame.
Hey, Molly.
I know.
Oh, that's okay. It's all right. I mean,
hey, something to look forward to.
We probably just lost, between me not liking A Christmas Story and you haven't seen Die Hard, our audience just went to, like, two.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Awesome. It is the season.
Yeah, right. Well, guys, you know, give us a hit up on Instagram if you got a good Christmas movie.
Yeah,
for
let us.
Us
know your Christmas movie. Maybe one that's not so prominent. Like, what's your kind of underbelly?
Oh, that's a good question.
You know, like,
yeah,
not so.
I can't believe this.
Mainstream.
This is a thing movie.
Yeah, absolutely. Not. Yeah, I would. You're gonna have to figure out what that Dudley Moore. Come on.
Totally.
I love
totally.
It.
All right, okay. I'll look it up. Well, what you got for us this week?
Well, so I saw this, obviously, on the internet. I mean, that's where we get just about anything.
Right.
But if you, I feel like this is going to be super popular because if you, as a listener, have ever wanted to collect stars on Rainbow Road, if you've ever wanted to master the drifts on Mushroom Gorge, if you've ever wanted to take a shortcut on Sherbert Land.
Oh my gosh.
Or throw a banana in Bowser's Castle. We know where I'm heading with this, people.
Well, you're at Mario Kart, but...
There is a real life Mario Kart.
No, there's not.
There is. Real life human Mario Kart is a thing.
No, it's not.
Oh my god. Geek out now, nerd out now. Like,
what?
And so, yes. And so, it's actually, I guess what I should really say is that it's not truly Mario Kart. There's this Australian organization that has this company called Mushroom Rally.
Oh my gosh.
And it's actually, and they talk about that they're making, you know, people's dreams come true, but that it's actually a... they call it a unique go-kart experience. It's a unique go-kart race.
Okay.
And so it's an unofficial Mario Kart, but the whole premise is...
So it's not necessarily sponsored by Nintendo.
It's not sponsored by Nintendo or anything like that, but it is
still
a race. And so so it's a really huge thing. And so it allows people to race around a course in go-karts, and they set these courses up to kind of look like Mario Kart courses.
What?
You can collect stars along the course and
no
all this
way.
Kind of stuff, and you dress up as your favorite Mario character.
Oh, that is the shit.
I know. And so I was reading about it, and so this has actually been something that's been huge outside of the U.S. for years. So, of course, we're always the last one to, like, you know, get
with
in the game.
Wow.
Yeah. But so the article that I first saw it, it talked about how this was coming to Denver. It was like, people in Denver, get ready. And I'm like,
it's in Australia. Is that what you just said?
It's in like UK.
Oh,
it's in Japan. It's in all these other different places. But so it's coming to the US this year.
Okay.
Or 2019, I guess I should say.
Okay.
It's coming to the US and it's going to be in 16 locations across the United States.
What?
So I think the very first one is going to be in March in LA.
And
I struggled with kind of to find like you can get tickets and stuff like that, but I think it's really more like they're promoting it just kind of in those areas.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So in Illinois, I don't know that Chicago was one of the cities.
Okay.
So maybe that's why we haven't heard about it so much, but it's coming to, like, it's starting in LA in like March. They're going to be in, like, so the Denver is the one that I saw, but like Miami, they're going to be in Dallas and in Texas. Ohio? How's Ohio fucking getting Mario Kart?
You know what?
And
Ohio
isn't.
Because Ohio is a weird state. I know this only because
drop some knowledge.
Only because my mom's from Ohio. But I'm pretty sure there's parts of Ohio where it's product testing. It's a product testing state where they like in certain areas, like, they always try out stuff in Ohio, maybe because of some sort of diversity poll or something like that. But it's like a product testing state.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Well, but anyway, so there's going to be 16 locations across the United States. It's a 1-day race in each of these locations. So it's a 1-day race. There's 600 tickets available per race. And it's an all-day, like, it's a 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so it's a 12-hour situation.
What?
But it's basically they run 12 heats of 50 go-karters each hour.
Okay.
So, so you get 12 heats of 50 go-karters each hour.
Okay.
There's one single winner.
Wow.
Out of the entire day.
Wow.
That gets the fastest time.
Okay.
And each winner with the fastest time out of every state.
Gets Princess Peach?
No. Get sent to Las Vegas to compete in the final Mushroom Rally. Yes.
That's so cool.
So this is actually a super cool thing. It's actually, they talk about...
Oh, I just want to see it. I don't know if I necessarily even want to embrace it, but I want to see
there's
it.
There's all kinds of videos from, like, some of the other...
Yeah, around the world. Know,
around
yeah.
the world that have done it. So there's a secret that... The course location is actually kept a secret until the night before.
Ooh.
So you know, like, okay, I know it's going to be in Denver somewhere. I just don't know Ooh. Where. Because they don't want people, like, flying drones and looking over
well, it. Trying to figure it out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like that. So, but
I hope it's not like Rainbow Road. I really suck at that course.
I'm not even gonna
and
lie.
You're flying to space yeah. all the time.
Yeah. Well, I hope that's not the case too. But so tickets are $55 a piece, which I thought was pretty.
That's not that bad.
I didn't think it was that bad. But when you go back in and look at it, and I think you're really kind of, it's kind of your experience for the
of
day.
Of course.
Right?
Like, so, I would pay more than
so
that.
So it's not like you're going to just ride around all day in your go-kart
yeah.
and like, beep beep by Mario kind of a thing. Like, you know, look out.
Hey, Paisano.
Yay.
Coming through.
You know, one of the things I looked at it said that it's a half an hour drive. Like you get to drive around
for at least
for
a half an hour
on
okay.
the cart. But then
okay.
I was like, okay, but how does that work? Because you also are a time. So I don't, you know, they go by time. So I don't know if they kind of like, hey, everybody, like free for all.
Well,
for
maybe
half an
like
hour,
the $55 then, gets you at least a half an hour. On
yeah,
the track
like so
or
you
whatever.
Can ride around if you want to. And okay. then maybe they're like, okay, now we're actually going to start the time course. So run through once.
Okay.
And that's it, kind of a thing. So I'm not quite sure on that piece, but if you go, you know, let us know. And they do say though that you can, so you can actually take your own, you know, they encourage you to dress up and everything
yeah.
like that, but your costume is actually included.
Oh.
And the more I read about it, so what they're doing, what they did overseas was that the costume was really just onesies, right?
Of
like
course.
It was just
yeah.
like
yeah.
a Mario and a Luigi and whatever.
Right.
And so they just like kept him in this garbage can or whatever.
I was going to say, and you're like, sharing.
Yeah, you're sharing okay. dirty Mario Kart costume. So I would encourage you if you do sign
yeah.
up for this that,
yeah.
That you do dress up as a character. But so as I had mentioned, you know, fastest time wins. But there's actually 20 spots in the final in Las Vegas.
Okay.
How can that be when there's
only 16 tracks?
Straight,
yeah, yeah,
right?
yeah.
I'm glad you
please,
asked, Molly.
Please, do please, tell.
Yes. Okay. So 16 fastest qualifiers from each event is the first way to qualify.
Okay.
The second way to qualify, I don't know if you heard me say earlier, you can collect stars as you
right.
go around
oh,
the track.
Yeah, totally.
So if you collect the most stars in your city,
okay.
Your name gets thrown in. Well, basically, it's the top three star collectors across that country.
Gotcha.
So the top three star collectors. So
okay.
you can, if you think that maybe you're not going to be the fastest on time,
get the stars.
Boy, get your stars.
Yeah, yeah.
Be a star boy. Yeah. Get in there. So the top three star collectors automatically get to go as well.
Okay.
So that's 19. So the 20th person,
yeah.
and they draw a lottery. So every single person that buys a ticket
wow.
for Mario, for this car,
yeah.
for Mushroom Rally.
You said there's 300 per heat or per race?
600.
600 per city.
So it's 50
okay.
per heat
okay.
per hour.
600 per city.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 600 per city. And I can't do math. So anyways, whatever 16 times 600
okay.
is.
Got it.
But you have that much of a chance
right,
then
right.
of having your name pulled on the lottery. To be able to go to Vegas and compete as well.
Yeah.
So you're the 20th person that gets to compete.
Wow.
And so they are, Mushroom Rally is on Facebook.
Okay.
That's how they're going to announce the winner of the lottery. They're
okay.
going to do that live on Facebook. So if you're super interested, if you bought a ticket, you have
mm-hmm.
to go on there and like their page. It doesn't say what the final prize is, like what the final,
oh,
you
right,
know, ultimate
right.
winner gets.
Right.
But I would.
You save Peach.
Well, it's Vegas.
Well, no, you get a peach haw. No, I guess in Mario Kart you don't save the princess.
No,
but,
that's Mario. Yeah,
that's just in Mario World. But the regular Mario Kart, you get to go to the Mario Party. You get to go to the party.
I'm sure they're gonna have a Mario Party. I mean, but are you the only one at the Mario Party? Like, cause you went. So, I mean, I think it would pretty, you know, the bragging rights to say that you won.
Yeah, for sure.
Out of
I won Mario Kart.
In the
real
United
life
States.
Mario Kart.
Yeah, real
yeah.
life Mario Kart is pretty freaking cool. So, but yeah, I'd hope there'd be maybe another prize in there somewhere. But when you go online and look at it, so there's no age requirement.
Oh.
However,
okay,
there are height and weight requirements.
Oh, sure.
So, okay.
So if you're like a big 14-year-old, you can still do it?
Oh, not even a big 14-year-old. Oh. I can think of some probably 8-year-olds that could
really
okay. be up in this. So the minimum height is, well, maybe not 8-year-olds, but so the minimum height is 58 inches or you have to be 4'10".
Okay.
Which, I mean, it's probably yeah. around your 13, 14-year-olds yeah, yeah. are around 5 feet. You know, you're yeah. talking about 5 foot or something wow. like that. So, because I'm 5'6", and most of my friends who have sons, like kids that are 12 to 14,
yeah.
are taller than me now.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. they're just putting something in the water. I don't know. But y'all are growing like trees. So, the minimum height is 4'10". Maximum height is 6'7". And I think that's oh. just because it's go-kart rules, right?
Right,
like,
right,
you
right.
know, it's... You know, make sure you fit in the go-kart and that we're not creating right. that kind of liability.
You might bang your head on, like, a question box or something super, like that.
I don't know if those are, like, hanging out or what's happening. And the
or, like, the little cloud dude that starts yeah, the race. You can
yeah,
hit him.
Yeah. So, and the maximum weight is 300 pounds.
Okay.
So,
okay.
and all I could think of was, dear God, I hope a 6'7", 300-pound man shows up as Princess Peach
yeah.
and hops in that cart. Because I would be like, I'm out of your way, sir. Like,
yeah, right.
get it. Like,
right.
you get it.
Right.
Like, you are, yeah, you are flying through.
Oh,
you
man, though. So. Like, you could probably do some damage, though, like, to other people and, like, crashing and
well,
stuff.
Well, and that's just it. So, I don't really know.
Yeah. I mean, I know in go-kart, like, regular go-karts, like, you're not allowed to hit the other cars.
Right.
But that's
so,
just...
I would hope that the same rules kind of apply here.
Yeah.
It doesn't really go into what all that is. I'm sure that they talk about it the day of the
yeah.
race. There's no, like, shells that you can throw. It did show that
no
there
banana
was,
peels.
No, there's no banana peels, but there are banana, like, tall banana peels kind of, like, standing on the tracks, like,
yeah.
in different areas. So, I'm guessing you have to, like... skirt around them
yeah.
and
yeah.
things like that. But again, you can collect stars
right
along the course. And I don't know how exactly that happens either. So apparently I don't know anything, but so I'm real helpful today with this podcast.
That's so cool.
I thought so too. And I thought, you know, I suck at go-karting. Like, we've tried years. We've gotten,
I didn't know it was like a skill that you were good or bad at.
Well, but are you, I mean...
You just drive a car.
But you want to come in, like, I mean, you want to drive around. You don't want to hit the tires on the
yeah,
side.
Yeah, true,
like,
true.
And I just feel like I always, like, I can't ever figure out how to turn it. Like...
Okay.
Because you got to go wide or, like,
yeah,
NASCAR
yeah.
rules, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
always
yeah.
just kind of like...
Take the curve.
And then
yeah.
all of a sudden, I'm running into the tires on the side. And
I'm stuck.
I know. People are like, you got to drive it like it's on. I'm like, whatever. I don't know what you're talking about. I am really good, though, for any of you that have ever been to Disney World, and I don't know, they may have this somewhere else, maybe at, like, Six Flags or something. They have what I'll call, like, the Tin Lizzie cars.
The ones that run on the track?
Yeah.
That's your jam, huh?
That's my jam.
They do have those at Six
yeah.
Flags.
Yeah, okay. Because you can do that when you're, like, 4.
Yeah.
Like, I remember,
yeah.
like, we'd go to Disney World, or, yeah,
yeah.
even, like, Six Flags,
yeah.
and I'd be in there with my dad, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm driving. Like, and I just felt like, the shit.
That's not Mario Kart.
I know, and basically, it was like, you could push the car to go, and you could make it stop, but it kept you on
right,
that track.
Right, right,
like,
right.
you could not get
right.
off of that track. So,
oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, no, it's not Mario Kart or whatever. So, but they do, so they talk about, they, and it's a kind of like a big ordeal. I mean, they're going to have, they
say I
that,
would say so. I'm already impressed.
Yeah,
I haven't even
they
seen
have,
it.
Like, mushroom cupcakes. They have Mario Kart inspired food. There's, like, hot dog
oh,
eating
so
contest.
Cool.
And all these other things. And they said that you can win prizes throughout the day for free food and drink and other things like that.
Yeah.
You know, some of the
like
stars.
Like an event.
Yeah.
Rather
you
than
can
just
turn
go
in
and do the race. Yeah.
Well, and a lot of them said Ooh. It's really just kind of like an Instagram opportunity to.
Do you have to pay to go watch? Did you see any
I
of that?
I don't know.
Like, just
it didn't
to be a spectator?
It didn't say anything about that, but I think you might be able just to go and hang out.
Yeah.
But I also think wherever this course is, you're talking about 600 people coming
in. That's true.
In,
they're probably waiting for
and
their
it's
heat.
Probably
yeah.
already a go-kart track or maybe something
yeah.
that they've set up. And I don't know that those are equipped to handle
that big of a
that
crowd.
Big of a crowd. And I mean, you're kind of going to want to be there all day. So I do guess that you probably have to have a ticket to be there.
Right, right.
To kind of go in. And so I was looking around because I had seen some of this before. I thought I had saw something about this before on somebody else's Instagram page where they were talking about doing a tour, but they were in Japan. So I'm like, okay. Oh, well, this must have been Mushroom Rally in Japan. Well, Japan has actually been doing this for a number of years now, and they call it Maricar. Like, okay. M-A-R-I-C-A-R.
Okay.
And it's not a race. It's actually a tour. They call it a superhero go-kart tour of Japan. Okay. So you can... So most people, because it's in go-karts, they dress up as Mario Kart characters.
Yeah, for sure.
But they had a lot of pictures of, like, Superman and Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And, like, so you dress up in your favorite kind of superhero or video game character, and you get your go-kart. And they actually tour you through Tokyo.
Oh, I want to do that.
And I think that is so cool. Like, so you could go do this Tokyo tour. And they said it's really one of the most underrated, like, you know, kind of hidden gems of Tokyo. People really don't know about it.
Oh, I would love to do
that.
And
you can sign up in advance and do it. And it's actually a street race, which I thought it was funny because this Mushroom Rally, like, several times on the website and the different places that I look kept saying, this is not a street race. And I'm like, okay, like, what? Who thinks it is? Like, it's a go-kart. You know, I was like, I know it's not Fast and Furious.
Right.
You know, like, I'm not bringing my nitrogen tank.
You're not Vin Diesel.
I know. Like, I'm not bringing my nitrogen tank to, like, speed past everyone and whatever. So
cool.
So in Japan, it's actually a tour of Tokyo in these go-karts or whatever. And when I looked it up, it said... the average cost is around like 9,000 yen, which I was like, holy shit, that's $80.
Okay.
So
yeah, I was like, I don't think it's that much.
I would be so rich in Japan. I'd be like, it cost me 9,000 yen. Oh, so $80. Something like that.
That's awesome, Angie.
So
love
So all of you geeking out.
So next year, 2019 is when it's coming in. Okay.
16 cities. We may have to... You know, maybe we start a GoFundMe and you guys send So That's a Thing to Mushroom Rally. And
oh my God, so fun.
Molly and I GoPro it up and...
Oh, I would totally do that. That would be so much fun.
Maybe there's a prize for last place.
We get all the stars. I'm totally down for getting the stars.
So, yeah. So, if you really want to live out your childhood dreams, if you've ever sat...
Childhood? Are you kidding
or
me?
Or adult dreams.
I still play.
Yeah, if you sit in front of Mario Kart on the daily and are like, God, I wish this could be real life. Or if you've ever driven down Veterans Parkway and thought... If I could just, then it's...
I throw a turtle shell at you.
Yeah, it's coming at you. It's coming at you, folks.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, so that's that's a Mushroom Rally thing.
Awesome.
I love
it.
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
All right, well, what do you got for us?
All right. Topic totally unrelated. I think we are going our separate ways.
I don't
now
know. We always manage to find a way to bring it back.
No, this is nowhere related.
Oh, I'm challenge
right
accepted.
Well, this is a topic. Yeah, right. This is a topic that at least like four different people like sent to me, and it's just recently been in the news, and it's just weird or whatever. have you heard of? And I don't know. By the time this comes out, this might even be old news, but. Have you heard of the new celebrity trend of foreskin facials?
Okay, I'm just going to stop everything real quick because the whole... I don't mean to crap right now onto your podcast thing here. Like, Molly and I do not tell each other what our topics are about,
okay?
Before we come to here. Like, so this is a surprise when we sit here and talk to each other. And I thought it was hilarious because Molly sent me a text this week and was like, hey, I'm really afraid our topic is going to be the same thing because this has been all over the internet.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, mine's kind of related to video games. She's like, yeah, no, mine's not at all. And I was like, okay, no problem. I don't know what the fuck a foreskin facial is. So we are on totally opposite internet websites.
Yes,
so let me
absolutely.
Just,
okay.
That was a long way to get there, but yes, please and thank you.
Okay. So apparently, celebrities are starting a hip new trend.
Yes, please.
By adding to your typical facial that you would go get at, you know, a spa or salon.
Mm-hmm.
Your final thing is I don't even know how to say that. Okay. is like a serum that they would put on.
A cream.
A cream or a serum that is derived from the cells mm-hmm. of the fibroblast, is what it said, mm-hmm. taken from the foreskin of newborn babies.
Why?
So you have a brisk, you rub it on your face, basically.
I was really kind of hoping that it was more like, an uncircumcised man comes in and he just
smacks you in the face. Let me fluff your skin a little bit. I'm going to smack you with my Peter.
Skeet, skeet.
Yeah, totally. No, it's not. There's no cum involved.
So we're just saving foreskins.
So like, okay. Basically, they do like a chemical peel. And then the microneedling, which is something that we brought up in one of our previous topics, the PRP topic.
Yeah.
And then they coat your skin with the serum. And it's made from, it's like epidermal growth factor, EGF, which I guess is in a lot of products.
So we're just foreskin everywhere.
There is newborn baby foreskin in a ton of different facial creams. This particular like facial that the new the celebs are like freaking out about, it costs about $650.
Of course.
Just for the facial.
Right.
But and then I was reading further that I guess Oprah had like recommended a while ago a huge it's like Skin Medica cream. And this totally has foreskin in it. Like they take it and they're
surrounded by penis.
Yeah, and they like chemically put it into the cream.
I just picture some old lady like grounding it like tortillas.
Yeah.
Oh, I make the foreskin.
I don't think you're far off. I really don't think you're far off. Well, and I'm also like wondering like, they're like, okay, so I have a son. He's been circumcised. Like what happened to his foreskin? Where is that?
That was free facial cream.
Right?
Like, now you gotta go pay for it. So that's my question, I guess, is like, is the hospitals making like some kind of side business out of
this? Well, a lot of this is coming from babies in South Korea. Apparently South Korea's got the market on the baby foreskin.
I hope to God.
Now this cream that Oprah recommends is $100. For 1.7 ounces.
How is that?
So like,
does that even cover your face?
One time use? Like, I don't know. Like a night cream? Like, I'm not, for $100? I mean, it better have fucking diamonds in it. Are you kidding me?
It has diamonds in it. I'm wearing it out. Like, yeah. I'm gonna be like, my face shines like diamonds.
Yeah. So.
Oh, Oprah.
Okay. And, okay. I thought, okay. this one lady I was reading was they're called, the facial lady that does that.
Like the esthetician,
that's the right word. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so she does like the Hydrafacial, which is the one like the chemical peel and all that stuff. And then for an extra $75, the machine blasts the growth hormone into your skin. I was like, I don't know if I want something blasted into my skin.
Especially that's from the foreskin of a penis.
Like, talk about getting slapped in the face. Ew. Like, are you kidding me?
Oh my God, I just want to start a new, we need to start a new company and just be like, you want foreskin?
Yeah. Well, there, and then I was laughing and I'm like, oh, I wonder if people are making jewelry out of it. Like,
oh, probably. I'm sure that they are. It's disgusting.
Yeah. The EGF, the thing or whatever, they are derived from the human tissue, including skin, kidneys, and male genitalia.
Of course.
Yeah, so that's all happening. And then, of course, going down my rabbit hole of all this. Like, I mean, apparently the foreskin is in a million different creams. Like, foreskin is in. I love it.
Foreskin is in.
You could probably find it if you have, like, an expensive cream in your bathroom.
Yeah, foreskin's the new black. Now, I don't have expensive creams in my bathroom. Maybe that's why I look haggard some days. I don't know.
You need some penis on your face. I need
some penis on your face.
Okay, so down my rabbit hole of searching, apparently, now this makes me want to read labels, because sometimes I just buy because of the brand. Sure. You know, I'm not really like looking at my ingredients and stuff. But a very common ingredient, aside from foreskin, is urine.
What?
Yes.
Oh, we're just originally showering each other.
And it's actually, it's called in the form of urea, U-R-E-A, is what is like they were saying. I'm like, it's fucking pee. Like, if you give it a fancy word, change the letters around, that doesn't mean it's not pee.
This is why porn stars look so young and fresh. Because they just get pissed off.
Yes, I need a facial. I can't afford it. Pee on my face.
How do you stay so young in the porn industry? Yeah.
It's urea.
It's urea. You mean pee?
Now, in the past, this was actually derived from horse urine.
Oh, that they would. Put I thought in you were your about stuff. To say whore urine.
No, then you need some antibiotic.
Horse piss.
Yeah. Horse piss was commonly used in skincare products. For this of urea.
Well, sure.
But now...
I mean, a horse's mane is beautiful.
Right. It looks so lustrous
and shiny.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So but why not take now, their pee?
Well, but now they're using just synthetic pee.
What is synthetic? Okay, I've often thought this. Because I've heard this before, and somebody's like, well, it's synthetic pee. What is synthetic pee?
It's like chemically made pee, like, so if you were to test it in, like, a thing, like, people use it to pass drug tests. So, like...
Okay, because I was like, why did this...
Yeah.
Why was somebody like, I need to make pee? Like, you make
your own... To put in your face cream!
You make your own pee! Like, I don't understand why we synthetically need this.
Yeah, to pass drug tests, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, like, for, like, testing things and stuff like
and
that.
And for facial
like,
creams?
Yeah, and for facial creams. But, yeah. So, everybody, go check your bathrooms, because you probably have foreskin and pee in it.
Can you imagine, like...
Excuse me.
Gosh, you look so young today. Is that oil of Olay? Foreskin and piss. It's a combination I found a long time ago. We just... Maybe that's why... God. That's why the lady from the Duggars, they had all those 19 kids.
Oh.
She looks like she's still 30-something.
She could have started her whole line of cosmetics.
Yeah.
With all those foreskins.
Yeah. Well, this is what... So this is what I'm trying to wonder. So I get you said South Korea, but like... Is somebody standing out back of the hospital like, hey...
Like collecting them? Hey. No, I mean, I'm sure it's like totally legit. Like they
hey,
get
you got
them.
Some foreskins for me today?
Like they probably take them like whenever they get circumcised and like give them to the place. I don't know, scientist stuff?
I don't know. Like, do you think people are fighting over it at a brisk? Like the bouquet at a wedding now? Like... I'm going to toss the bouquet. Like, I'm going to toss the foreskin.
Oh, my God.
I need it. Like, all women that don't have it have children yet. Like, they all get a fight over the foreskin.
Well, and I'm, like, thinking, like, and there were a ton. Most of the products were, like, you know, really expensive, like, bougie ones. But, you know, I'm going to really look at, like, face cream differently, like, from now on. Like, are you kidding me?
But I'm going to tell you this right now. You can tie this back into Mario Kart because you could throw a foreskin like a turtle shell. Or like a banana peel, and you slip on that shit on Sherbert Road,
right?
And you're done for. I'd be like, what was that, a foreskin? I mean, it's a stretch, but I still think we can tie them together.
Banana skin.
So, foreskin face cream.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yep, the foreskin, well, the hit thing right now that's blowing up is the foreskin facial. The $650
okay.
thing that all the celebs are just
the facial.
Freaking out over. Yes, but, like, that led me down to, like, pretty much a lot of these, like, anti-aging creams
just
have this.
Using lotion.
It now has just foreskin in
these it. These damn kids need to get off my lawn. I swear to God, I'm getting old. Why does it have to have foreskin and piss?
I don't know, Angela.
Oh,
I don't know.
Angry.
I don't know. We had a discussion before about how, like, that stuff that has, like, cum in it and everything like
that.
Yeah. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And
it
I guess,
was, like, bull cum.
Yeah, right, bull cum. Horse pee and bull cum. There's something about these equestrian animals that we just don't know.
Again, what another great name for a man. Horse piss and bull cum. I would think they would have to be a more of the heavy metal type goth band. But
sure,
still.
Sure.
Purple glitter shits is opening for
bull cum and
horse piss.
Oh my God. Too much. too much. But, so, yeah.
I'm going to have to just get old and look old. Yeah, but then I guess if I don't even know that I'm putting piss on my face, like...
Yeah, you may be now. Who knows?
I don't want to be peed on. Like, I just... No, it's not my thing. That's not my jam either. Kudos to all of you out there that enjoy it.
You gotta get probably special sheets and all that.
Rubber sheets. I don't think... Do you do it on the bed? Don't you?
I don't know.
I would think it would be the shower.
That's a whole other podcast. I don't know.
We would also like to know how our listeners prefer their golden showers. Leave us a comment on our Instagram. _ So that's
good God.
Favorite Christmas movie. Favorite underrated Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah. I looked it up.
And favorite way to get golden showered.
That movie is just called Santa Claus, the movie. It's called.
Oh.
Santa Claus, the movie.
But not to be confused with CLAUSE, Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
No. Different. No, Santa Claus, yeah. Like the dude.
With Dudley Moore.
And what is that? Colon... The movie. Yes.
Oh, we're going to have to watch that some night.
It's good. It's good. I liked it.
I like the fact that you said, was it Jeff Goldblum? Who else?
No, Dudley Moore.
But you said who?
Oh, John Larroquette.
John Larroquette.
He's the bad guy.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Night Court. John Larroquette was in Night Court. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Wait.
Yeah. John Larroquette.
Yes, he was, but that's not who it is.
Oh.
Wait.
Who am I thinking of?
No, you're thinking of the right person. I think I'm thinking of the wrong person.
Oh.
I don't know. We got
to
watch
More
it.
More to come. We're going to have to watch it. Stay tuned.
I didn't look up enough. Sorry, guys.
Stay tuned, listeners. All right.
Oh, wait. Who's the guy from Third Rock from the Sun?
John Lithgow.
That's who it is. Oh, John Lithgow is the bad guy.
Gotcha. I can see that.
Yeah.
I can definitely see that. Okay.
Whew. Sorry, I didn't want to leave you guys hanging.
No, I'm so excited. I figured out John Larroquette was in Night Court. What a great show.
Way to go. What a great show.
It was a great show.
Awesome. All right.
Well, so.
I know. That's a very weird topic.
We hope we've brought it for you guys today. So we hope that you have been entertained as much as we have.
That's right.
As always, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it, especially I know everybody's busy during these holiday times. So while you're out Christmas shopping, put your earbuds in and
give us a listen.
Turn on our podcast.
Tell your friends. Yeah. I was listening to another podcast that I like a lot. And they were talking about how important it is for, you know, on iTunes for us to kind of get, you know, the rhythm going and everything is for everyone to rate and review us.
Rate and review.
So please record. Rate and review.
That would be your Christmas present to us.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, peace on earth and all. It's like that Steve Martin. If I had one wish this Christmas, it would be peace on that all the children in all the lands never went hungry and peace on earth. And he's like, well, if I had two wishes this Christmas, I would ask for $1 billion.
$1 billion.
So
awesome.
Yes, our wish is for you to rate and review us. So thank you guys so much, always, for listening, and hope you enjoyed it. And as always, well, thank you, world, for being bougie.
Bye.